was that, Oklahoma? Get the hell out of here, you complete frauds. How about Texas? We're back. Oh, Texas is back. This is what I was afraid of. Texas wins this game. They're going to get on a roll. Just you wait. At Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vanderbilt. They're going to smoke all these teams. And then they're going to go into Georgia with one of the biggest games of the season. It's happening. It's happening. Shout out Texas. Arch Manning, the redemption of Arch, back in a Heisman race. And then complete frauds, Oklahoma. I'm about done with Oklahoma after that performance. That was awful. And I threw this out on Twitter. It's a little bit of a troll, but not really. Hell, is Oklahoma even going to go to a bowl game? At South Carolina, they got to win that one. But that's much easier said than done. Oklahoma hasn't won a game like that in this conference on the road. And then Ole Miss is top five. Tennessee, at Alabama, Mizzou at home, LSU. I mean, if they can't beat South Carolina, I don't know if Oklahoma's going to a bowl game. How about that? How quickly things can turn in this damn conference. Meanwhile, Texas back in it. Texas going to playoff probably. Well, they'd have to win out maybe. But, where's the tougher game? At Georgia, for sure, and A&M. But they survived Mateer and the Dr. Sheehan. Dr. Sheehan. Choklahoma. Yeah, that's right. Those choking bastards, get the hell out of here. Oh, you got dominated. They sure as hell did. Well, I don't know about dominated. I mean, hell, they were losing at halftime, right? And they looked like dog shit for the first half. So I wouldn't say dominated, but I would say Oklahoma melted down in the second half. I think that's more accurate with all these intercepts. What in the hell was John Mateer doing? Just throwing the ball up there. And credit Texas for making plays. They had the big special teams touchdown. That was huge. That was the backbreaker. But again, Arch Manning was good. Trey Wisner, I thought, was the best player on the field on Saturday. Yeah, where all them Oklahoma people at? I don't think we're going to be seeing them this week. I think they're on a break. Damn it. But hey, that's why we're firing this open to get you Texas people that were gone all week. We figured we'd rope you in here so we can dance on Oklahoma's grave. Emily, appreciate you. So Arch versus Mateer, who's the husband? I mean, neither one of these damn jokers is going to win it. I think Mateer could have if he didn't get hurt, maybe. But shoulda, coulda, woulda. Fozzie Wazzy, appreciate you. Most overrated team in the SEC with the most overrated quarterback. Sark owns BV. Hook 'em. I don't know. Did you see Ole Miss today? They look pretty damn overrated to me. Barely beat Washington State. Sorry, ass. But I would say Oklahoma's most overrated. But you own the right to talk all the trash you want. So maybe they are. Maybe they are. Yeah, we did hear a lot of trash from Oklahoma. I could put up with a month of trash talk. It was the 9 months prior that Texas was talking that got to me a little bit. How about Florida is good? Not Texas is bad. We're about to find out if Florida smokes A&M's ass, which I don't think will happen. But maybe. Silver Sicko says Mateer won the game for us. I think that's true. Hell, they probably should have played Michael Hawkins. At least he's not going to throw it up in the air and just give it away to everybody. Hey, where you at, JP? JP, let's give him 24-hour rule. And now, Mizzou people, you're welcome back. They're over their loss already. We can make fun of Oklahoma, Choklahoma, if you will. But seriously, is Oklahoma going to make a bowl game? Not a given. I think they will, but to go from playoff to questioning whether you're going to make a bowl game, that's basically where Texas was last week. So, shoe's on the other foot now, isn't it? The shoe is on the other foot. 6 points. I mean, that was pretty pathetic. Mm-mm-mm. Brent Venables, I think he shat himself right before the end of the first half. Anybody that missed it, I don't know. These guys getting paid millions and millions and millions of dollars do not know how to work the clock at the end of the game, at the end of half situations. It's a damn shame. You think all the people they have on staff, they'd figure this shit out by now. But I don't think they do. Emily, both teams are annoying with their trash talk. Mighty Texas, come on. They're back. They're back. And then for another month, they're going to win every game. They're probably going to look better and better each week because it's Kentucky. It's Mississippi State. Vanderbilt be a dogfight, but Vanderbilt's going to be beat to shit by the time that game rolls around. They got a damn gauntlet themselves. So I would anticipate Texas winning all these games, and then they'll have 2 weeks to prepare for Georgia. Buddy, this is lining up for Texas to get right back in it. Texas winning the natty, says Pop. I wouldn't go that far, but they're right back in it. Right back in it. Wolfman, embarrassing loss for Oklahoma. Never should have played their quarterback. Not 100%. JP's back. He's no coward. Truth is, I think all the focus, including mine, was on Mateer. And not if he should. He didn't look great. But OU could have put in Hawkins. No excuse. Texas looked good today. I appreciate you, JP. He's no coward. Just like this man. When I think of no coward, I think of Cousin Shane.
All right, all right, all right.
David, how would you like your $50?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take that and I'm going to buy barbecue sandwiches because I probably ain't going to have to eat those either, Mike.
Damn, everything's coming up Cousin Shane this week.
Oh my gosh, man. Well, let me ask you, Mike, because I see it. I feel like Oklahoma's just, there's a few of them on there, and I know it just happened. It's still fresh, but it ain't over, is it? Is it over?
I was saying, I don't know if they're making a bowl game.
Shit, I guess it is over. I guess it is. Is Texas back? Is Texas back, Mike?
Texas is back. Texas may win the national championship.
Yeah, who's Texas even losing to?
That's the thing. Maybe Georgia. If Georgia does not eliminate them, Texas is going to the playoff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I honestly see two tough games. Two tough games. You're going.
They got to win them both, though. That's the tricky part.
They're top. I mean, surely they're top 25 when we get our AP, when they wake up. after they drink their Starbucks and they log on, you know, I would imagine Texas is going to be moving up this list. But I'm not completely out on Oklahoma, Mike. I'm not. I feel like John Mateer, obviously, is going to be the storyline, his thumbs, you know.
But I
feel like this is still a very, very good football team that played a very, very good football team. But, Texas, they're going to be tough, man. The way they're playing, the way they're getting healthy at the right time. Ooh, donkey. Man, Tennessee looking good, too. No, I'm just kidding.
If I would have told you that John Mateer cost Oklahoma the game, would you believe it?
No. But I'm going to tell you right now, that Dr. Shin, that son of a bitch better watch his back. So when I find him, we're going to break his thumbs.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? John Mateer, I think he did more harm than good in the second half.
Well, man, and I will say this. One thing that was going in Oklahoma's favor was just momentum, right?
Yeah.
I feel like especially after that Auburn game, you were at an all-time high. You know, John Mateer, yes, had a surgery, probably not 100%, but more importantly, he's missed time with the team, you know, and you could see that. It just felt like the chemistry was a little bit off.
Right.
It just felt like the offense could never get going. They still can't run the damn football, you know. So there's a lot of things that Oklahoma could maybe be in a better spot if John Mateer never exited the game, you know. But I do think that he will ramp up. Who's Oklahoma got after this?
They're at South Carolina.
Okay.
That's winnable, but that's a tough. But I also said it this way, Shane. Oklahoma has literally not won a game of like that in the SEC yet.
Yeah.
Williams-Bryce, I think they've already said it's a night game.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ole Miss, they're number four in the country.
Yeah.
Then you're at Tennessee. Then you're at Alabama. And then you got Mizzou coming to town. You got LSU coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
None of these games are a given.
Well, I mean, let's not overlook Temple. I mean, they did go on the road to that one, Mike. So, no, you're totally right. But, again, that's the season that we are in. There's not one extremely dominant football. I always wait for one to emerge, maybe one or two.
Yeah.
But I have no idea who's going to represent the SEC in the college football playoffs right now.
And I'm seeing a lot of, hey, give me a break. Oklahoma's going 8-4 at least.
Yeah. What,
are you seeing three games right now where you would have Oklahoma as the favorite among the games they have remaining?
Three games? Not three games, no.
No. So again, I'm not saying they can't do it, but to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, they're automatically 8-4, 9-3.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. But, again, wouldn't be – if you told me if we're late November, early December, and you're saying Oklahoma's sitting there at 10-2,
yeah,
my mind wouldn't be blown either. You know, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, maybe that team wasn't as good as I thought. Because that's what we're doing, right? We're constant every week. Like, I'm watching Tennessee, and I'm like, well, shit, you know, this is the worst defense since Arkansas, you know? And I'm just thinking to myself, like, maybe now Georgia isn't as good because of some of the comments you made, and then Georgia losing to Alabama. Now, what if Auburn wins, you know? So I'm just going back and forth in my mind, and I feel like we're going to continue to do that. Right. It's almost like Survivor Island. Whoever survives this damn gauntlet of the Southeastern Conference, they deserve a spot in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, it's basically a week-by-week proposition. That's all it is, right?
Yeah, it's like my diet. You know, I go in every Monday. This is the week. And then I order me I get me one of them new frozen pizzas, and I'm already like, you know what? We can start next week.
How was the Mike's? Have you eaten it yet?
Yeah, it's good. Actually, kind of never heard of it. Actually, I've seen it a few times. It came with a couple of packs, little seasoning packs and stuff. And I thought, I don't want to give away the review. I'll do that on the SEC Hangover Monday morning. But
okay,
pretty fucking good.
Oh,
sorry, nice. Mom. I've been drinking. She knows that. She ain't on here.
All right. Any last things before we hop off here, Shane?
Dude, if this is just a taste of what we're going to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is slowly ramped up. The first game, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was a very, very good football game. Now this Tennessee-Arkansas game's finally turned into a decent game. Probably not for Arkansas fans, but now Texas is back. What's going to happen on this third round, man? I have no idea. All the I'm looking at it, South Carolina could beat LSU.
Yeah.
Florida could beat Texas A&M. You know what I'm saying? Auburn could beat Georgia. That we could get on here at the end of the day and all three of those teams won, and my mind would not be blown.
Mm.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe that LSU won.
All right. So, hey, we just want to do a little emergency. Say, Texas, welcome back to relevancy.
Welcome back.
Choklahoma, back to the damn dumpster fire. You know what?
Mm-mm-mm. Is he on the hot seat? Or is he on the hot seat? Where's Eddie at? I'm texting Cousin Eddie after this.
All right. We'll be back later.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.